Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, a 2007 Aledo High School graduate, being named the head baseball coach at Anawan Weathersfield. I don't think a huge surprise. He'd been an assistant over there for a while, takes over for Jeff Parsons. We say congratulations to Logan Willits, and I told you off the air, it can't be possible. You've been out of school 10 years already. No way.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Being gone from Aledo for 10 years and entering my seventh year of teaching over here at Weathersfield, and this would be my seventh year involved with the baseball program, my sixth year involved as the varsity offensive coordinator for the football team. So it doesn't seem like it's possible, but definitely reached this time where it was time to kind of take another step forward.
Well, you got a good thing going on over there, right? I mean, Anawan Weathersfield, you know, the co-op's been very successful, and then, of course, Weathersfield with, you know, the on their own for basketball, not only the boys but the girls, and then, you know, volleyball, and then, you know, Anawan across the board, their sports that they play independently, they're pretty good. That it looks like everything's working out over there.
Yeah, I think altogether the sports programs for each school and then collectively are doing a great job. We have great coaches for individual sports, for the schools between Coach Parsons and Coach Copians in boys basketball, and Coach Berkowitz and Coach Tucker for girls basketball. And, I mean, our volleyball team makes a run pretty much every year with Coach Vincent, and then obviously our co-op sports together have been very successful ever since I got there. We haven't missed the playoffs for football yet, a couple semifinal appearances, and when I first got there, we had won we were in the middle of winning four straight regional baseball championships, and then this year we were able to split the Lincoln Trail Conference Championship with Ridgewood and Mercer County. So a lot of success, a lot of good kids, a lot of positive things happen in the athletic programs.
Well, I should say, what are your secrets? But maybe I won't say that. What do you think the key ingredients have been over there?
I think consistency amongst all sports. All coaches that I know of and I'm involved with, we kind of, you know, promote the same things, and that's just consistency amongst kids and amongst the way that we're going to coach the kids and what we kind of expect. We do have high expectations, and we hold kids accountable, and, you know, just your typical recipe for success in athletics. It helps that we have great kids in all sports, and they're willing to play multiple sports and kind of compete in a variety of different ways throughout their high school careers.
Yeah, and I'll say really the last, you know, 10-year run in the LTC, and this is just my knowledge from, you know, with Mercer County, well, Aledo at the tail end making the move to the LTC, and then, you know, Mercer County, their participation there. I think across the board, the LTC, you know, a lot of people outside the LTC will say, well, I don't know how good that conference is, but I think the top half in most sports, the level of play continues to get better and better, and I think baseball is prime example of that with Mercer County and Ridgewood and Anawan Weathersfield. You throw in Princeville, and, you know, Galva has put some pretty solid teams out there as well. So, you know, across the board, the LTC, I think, pretty good. And baseball is, I don't know if it's fair to say, call it up and coming or whatever, but I think the quality of play in the sport of baseball is up its game. Would you agree?
Yeah. Obviously, being around the LTC, kind of there at the end of my high school career when we first entered it, and then coaching in it since I got in on Weathersfield. Everybody's kind of had what you said, that the idea that the LTC is really good at football. Mercer County being a prime example for the early part in the last couple of years. Stark County kind of there in the middle, and then we've been to back-to-back semifinals here for football, but nobody really had talked much about the other sports, and we started to see the other sports kind of come to the forefront there between volleyball and our volleyball team and the Anawan boys basketball team and the Anawan girls basketball team. And then baseball the last few years, Mercer's done a really good job at representing us. And as you said, Princeville and Ridgewood and Galva went on a run. And just the top half of each of those sports is highly competitive. Nobody's really running away with anything. And if they do, it's because they are, I mean, going to make a deep run in the postseason. So it's been nice to see the competitiveness of the conference, and we really enjoy some of the rivalries that are present because of that. But just in terms of baseball, I mean, we're looking at a couple teams were regional champs this year. We had a three-way tie at the top for the conference championship, and I know what Nick has built over at Mercer County, and it's going to be sustainable. So that's going to be kind of something that we're going to have to continue to match. And I think that's what Princeville and Galva and Ridgewood and everybody else is kind of thinking too.
Yeah, and I know, you know, you look at kind of the co-op situation, and that's kind of a different animal for a lot of people from the outside looking in. Now, the Anawan Weathersfield kids are kind of accustomed to that because you've been doing that for a while. You know, at the beginning of our conversation, we talked about kind of the success across the board over there. I mean, is the big thing is you're getting kids to play, you know, because you always hear, you know, walking to halls and not playing. You know, that's the buzz phrase you always hear. So apparently at Anawan and Weathersfield, because, you know, the co-op and track's pretty good, too. So, I mean, is the participation, I mean, are you pretty pleased with the participation over there across the board?
Yeah, I mean, our football numbers were a little down last year, but in terms of speaking of baseball here and just co-op in general, for the most part, we're not missing too many guys that are just out walking the halls. Our football numbers probably suffer the most in terms of something like that. But that's, I mean, that's kind of a different beast in terms of the sport itself, and I think numbers are declining on a whole. But with the numbers otherwise, our numbers across the board are really high. We don't miss very many kids. Our school, and like you said, our track program has kind of a rich history of success. And this year, Ben Burris was obviously an absolute animal. But our numbers are high. They're just this summer for baseball. We have 18 fresh soft kids out for what we call prep league baseball, and we have a 14-man varsity roster. So we're looking at, you know, 30 and above, and that's playing in the summer. That's not even in the season. And then one thing that really helped us this year was we did pass a dual sports agreement where kids can do both track and baseball, and they kind of sign a contract that says, you know, they'll be here for conference games or conference meets, and we try to really help each other with the schedule. And that's Coach Anderson, who I also coach football with, is the head track coach. And so this year we're going to, I think, continue to do that, at least for spring sports. But that obviously helps. You don't make kids make the choice between one sport or the other. They're allowed to do both, and then you get to share some of the best athletes in both those sports. Like this year, Ben Burris was a state medalist at the track meet, but he also played a little bit outfield and was able to pitch a little bit for us. And now, granted, he wasn't around at baseball as much because track was his primary sport, but it was nice to have him. He's a competitor. He's a winner. So our kids really enjoyed having him around for baseball, even though this was the first year he's been able to do it.
Interesting. I didn't know that. So that this past spring was the first year you could do that at Anawan Weathersfield?
Yeah. We actually shared, I think, 7 or 8 kids for the boys program, and I don't know. I think there was only 1 or 2 for the girls programs. But that was something we were really, you know, not necessarily concerned about our numbers, but the new pitch count rule for baseball, we knew we had a couple kids that kind of wanted to play, but they also wanted to help the track program. So we agreed to that. And like I said, I think it was really positive for our kids. Because both programs do have success. So they were able to kind of compete for both programs and see that success and kind of allow that to drive them.
Now, is that's just for the spring sports?
They've talked about it for fall sports. I'm not entirely sure how that's going to go. They have talked about it, and it was actually in a meeting a couple weeks ago, but I don't know what the final decision there was.
Yeah, that is interesting discussion, because I think you're going to see more and more of that as we go along. You know, the interesting thing, I look at Anawan Weathersfield that you talk about, you know, we all talk about, like, the participation and worry about, you know, spreading some of these kids too thin and the multiple sport athletes. You know, how do you guys kind of do that over there when you're talking about, you know, it's not just one school and it's not just one sport. You're talking about a couple of schools, you know, co-ops and then independent programs. And you know, the delicate balance of, are we doing enough? Are we doing too much? Are we not doing enough? Trying to determine what the right equation is such a challenge. But from, you know, this is purely from an outsider looking in, apparently over there you're kind of doing it the right way with just kind of the participation that I've been able to see with some of the summer stuff I've been at.
Yeah, our summer schedule is talked about amongst all coaches. We have a meeting for it, so nobody's just kind of throwing their schedule out there and being like, this is what I'm going to do with my kids and everything like that. So it's kind of shared amongst all coaches of sports, so we can kind of see where everybody's at, and we can talk about those issues that you said. You know, do we need to kind of take a step back and do a little bit less? Do we need to do a little bit more? Do we like what we've been doing? And for the most part, we kind of have stuck with a pretty consistent schedule since I got here. Our football schedule's changed a little bit, starting this summer, with one less contact day because we felt like we kind of were spreading kids a little bit too thin. But our kids have weights, you know, 3 to 4 days a week in the morning, generally three. And then they have basketball in the afternoons, and then about twice a week we have baseball at night. But we never try to overlap any dates or any time schedules. We don't want kids to have to make a decision because we think that, like you said, we don't want to really burn them out and make them focus solely on one sport because we do rely on so many multi-sport athletes. And it seemed to work that way, that, you know, each coach kind of comes up with their schedule, and we want kids to be at everything that's possible, but we also know that we don't want to overwork the kids amongst all sports. And everybody kind of took a look at their schedule late this spring and was like, we might cut back a little bit. That way we can allow kids to be kids. We don't want to make them feel like it's, you know, too tiresome in the summer to be able to do all the things. So it's been pretty good in terms of keeping up with our schedules and maintaining a pretty consistent workload for the kids. And they know what to expect, and it hasn't changed too much over the course of any individual summer.
As we wrap up here, talking with Logan Willits, again, a 2007 Oledo High School graduate. He's just been named the head coach of the baseball program at Anawan Weathersfield. He's been teaching at Weathersfield since 2011. I know he's been an assistant in both football and in baseball since that time. Have you had, I'm just curious, has Anawan Weathersfield, have they had other schools ask them about that, you know, dual participation in the spring, or have you had discussions with other schools or programs about exploring that?
We haven't yet, that I know of. Again, that's more of an administrative thing. I know that they at our last co-op meeting, we did talk about implementing it and how it could look for fall sports, but I know we haven't talked, or at least I don't think we've talked to other schools about it. I don't think it's the worst idea if you're kind of hurting for numbers, because as I said, we were able to share about 6 or 7 kids, and I mean, it created a couple conflicts with games and meets and stuff like that, but we had rules in place where conference stuff took precedent. And, you know, at the end of the day, if there was a decision to be made, we let kids decide. But it allowed our kids to really enjoy the spring sport experience. And I think that it was something that we kind of got spurned on us at the beginning of last year, and we weren't sure how it was going to necessarily go as a baseball staff. And it ended up going pretty smoothly, and there were very little issues that were present because of it.
All right, good to talk with Logan Willits, again, the head baseball coach, named this week of that Anawan Weathersfield co-op. They were co-champs of the LTC in baseball, of course, this past spring, and then, of course, the offensive coordinator on that solid Anawan Weathersfield football program. So the 10-year reunion, probably what? You guys going to have something going on maybe this fall? I didn't look at the schedule. Maybe the Eagles are hosting Anawan Weathersfield for homecoming. I don't know. But again, congratulations, Coach, and we'll see you down the road in the fall, I'm sure.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, good to visit with the great local kid, man, the new head coach of the Anawan Weathersfield baseball team. Time flies, man. Been out of school 10 years. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.